Colin scratched his rudder.
No beast around. Sounds funny to me. What about you two?
Lug spoke for himself in Gano.
We saw cat guards posted all around the slave compound. I think they're keeping the slaves locked up. There wasn't any about working or fishing. Didn't see the shellhound, though. Don't know where they're keeping him.
Logo spat away the reed stem he had been chewing on.
I think it's a trap. Those cats are sly villains.
Chab poured water from his ear and shook himself.
Well, if it is a trap, mate, it's the easiest one I ever walked into. And away from.
Banya stared around at the puzzled and unhappy faces of the clan beasts. She reached a sudden decision.
Well, we can't sit here forever. Make ready to march, mates. But pay heed. Don't go charging and dashing into Enton. We'll go slow and steady. Split into three groups. Roggan Streamdiver, take your clan and the Wave Dogs along the left shore. Colin, you and Lorgo take your Gale Deeps and the Wild Locks to the right. I'll take my clan and the stream battles up the middle of the lake. Remember, slow and steady. Watch out for traps and ambushes and don't take no foolish chances.
Big Colin hefted his oar.
Oi, and if you do get into any trouble, just give a yell and we'll be there at the double. Good luck to every beast. Let's hope we all make it back safe to our families at Summerdale. Let's go and rescue Letho Shellhound now.
The Otter clans moved off silently. Pizu was on his way to the barracks when he saw Wheelmark Scores and a 6-guard escort approaching. He ducked into the cover of the guardhouse. Watching them closely, he observed firsthand their capture of Scorecat Yund as he emerged from the barracks. Disregarding Yund's protests, they had grabbed him roughly and were now frog-marching him toward the main gate lodge. Petru, immediately realising what this was all about, cursed himself for a fool. He should have guessed that his father would not leave Atun Ra's murder unavenged. The young cat hurried into the barracks, where he was met by his other two close allies, Balur and Hinso. Both cat guards appeared badly shaken.
Commander! They've just tricked Scorecat Yund off.
It was Wheelmark Scort and a band of guards. Your father will make Yund talk. He'll find out the truth about Atun Ra.
Petru grabbed them both by the whiskers, hissing at them.
Shut up, fools. Don't you think I already know that? Stop panicking and listen to me. Balor, get to the lodge window. See if you can hear what's going on in there, then report straight back to me. Hinso, gather all the guards that are loyal to me behind the barracks. Wait for me there. Quick now, both of you. Our very lives depend on getting things right. Go!